There are times when pretending can actually save your life. Maria Gonzalez was kidnapped in Caracas, Venezuela, 12 years ago. She was the target of un secuestro express, an express kidnapping, where victims are held just enough time for kidnappers to get a quick ransom. Maria and Ana tell us their story about pretending.
When my sister was kidnapped, the crime rate wasn't as bad as it is now. It was still a dangerous city, but I think what happened to her was, you know, a rare thing to happen back then. And she was actually kidnapped with another friend of hers. They were going to dentistry school.
Estábamos en el carro de una amiga de la universidad.
We were in a car that belonged to a friend of ours who went to college with us, so it was two friends and me. One of them parked the car in an area that was relatively dangerous. It wasn't super dangerous, but it wasn't the safest area either.
What the kidnappers wanted back then, 12, 13 years ago, was cell phones, jewelry, and they wanted to take them to the ATM and get money that way.
Y un señor se acercó con una pistola y nos dijo que no hiciéramos nada porque había un carro atrás.
And this man approached us with a handgun and he told us, don't do anything. There's a car behind you that's following you. He told us if we did anything, he was going to kill us. So he got inside of the car and he started driving. And in fact, when I turned around, I did see there was another car following us. He asked us where the owner of the vehicle lived because it was a BMW and he thought she had money.
My sister convinced them that they were students, which, you know, they were wearing the scrubs, so, and they were kidnapped close to the university, but that they were students and they were from out of town and that they came from a really poor part of the country and that they didn't have bank accounts here and she hid her cell phone in, like, her underwear.
Y bueno, yo casualmente les inventé una historia de que no.
I came up with a story, and I told him that we weren't from Caracas, that we were from another part of the country, that I didn't know the city very well, and that I didn't know how to get to my friend's house. He told me, shut up, don't look at me. He drove us around for 20 minutes.
The other thing they wanted to do was take them back to their home and steal. They do that, too. It's a modus operandi. That's actually pretty common. They just take you back to your home and steal anything that's there to steal. But my sister told them that they were from out of town and that they just rented a room somewhere in like a poor neighborhood.
Hasta que nos dejó en una urbanización bastante sola de Caracas. Era de noche, casi no había luz.
Then he took us to a neighborhood in Caracas that was very desolate and it was nighttime. There was almost no light and he told us to get out of the car. And I thought they were going to hit us and rape us and even kill us. But thank God none of that happened. They just took everything we had on. They took it with them.
So it worked.
And
when they left, we started walking around and knocking on doors, but nobody wanted to open the door for us because of the danger. But finally, this elderly couple, who were very sweet, they opened their door.
Maria and her sister Ana told their story to Martha Dalton of WABE in Atlanta. Their names have been changed for their safety.